You know, it's interesting if you go back and think about when you were younger and some of the things that your parents would say. And it's funny because we find ourselves repeating some of the same statements, having the same sentiments that they did, especially when things were going in a strange political way. Strange to them anyway, strange to the status quo, strange to the norm for them. And I think these things do come and go in cycles. But what occurred to me this morning, with everything that has been happening over the last several weeks, several months, essentially since Trump has been in office, is we hear things like the word crisis. We're in a political crisis. We're in a judicial crisis. We're now facing a constitutional crisis. And to an extent, that's not wrong. I mean, the Supreme Court just decided that federal judges can no longer do nationwide injunctions. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judicial scholar. So I'm not entirely sure how this is going to play out. I do feel like a lot of folks that the Supreme Court made an inaccurate judgment, 6-3, right along party lines, which that in itself is a side tangent of I think we need to change the way Supreme Court justices are put on the bench. And I know that there are calls to expand the Supreme Court from the 9 justices to maybe, I don't know, 12 or maybe 15. It's got to be something that you can't have a split. And I don't know if that is the right thing to do either. So we'll have to wait and see. Is this the victory that Trump thinks it is, or were those 6 justices thinking of something else? On the surface, it seems like they made a terrible, terrible mistake with this ruling, that it's just giving Trump and the executive branch even more power to just run roughshod over the judicial and the congressional branch. And of course, this has to do with the 14th Amendment and his whole citizenship dealio. If your parents were not here legally and you were born here on U.S. soil, he wants to say, well, that's not what the 14th Amendment means. The 14th Amendment was specific to slaves, and it was only for that 1 year, or some bullshit like that. And I'm sorry, but that is not how it's been interpreted since 1866. It's not what it means. Just because he says that's what it means, that's not what it means. And granted, this particular ruling by the Supreme Court did not rule on the legality of Trump's executive order. That's still to come. But what it did is it neutered federal judges across the country from someone bringing a suit against an executive order and them just doing a unilateral, okay, well, we're going to rule against it. There's an injunction nationwide. The way I understand it, and again, I'm not a lawyer or a judicial scholar, but the way I understand it is the judge can only rule against the executive order for the parties. They're talking about doing like class action lawsuits now. And so maybe that's the route that the Supreme Court wanted them to go. Instead of a judge in Georgia basically saying that this executive order is null and void across the United States, he would just simply say, well, it's null and void for Georgians because someone in Georgia, whether that's the attorney general or whoever, sued the Trump administration to block that executive order due to it being unconstitutional. We'll just have to see how this will play out. But I started thinking more to the point of less of a constitutional crisis. This is what we're seeing now is we're having a crisis of humanity. Those on the right, and especially those that consider themselves some form of Christian, would say, well, we're having a crisis of faith. Well, no, we're having a crisis of humanity because we are so caught up in our own thought processes and our own philosophies of the way we think something should be. You have your evangelical Christians, your white Christian nationalists, all trying to push an agenda for humanity, specifically here in the United States, but they'd love to do it worldwide, of what they think people should do, how they should live their lives, how they should react, the rules that they should follow. Because in their mind, their white Christian nationalists in their mind is thinking they are a warrior for God, and this is, they're just doing their duty as one of God's chosen to make sure that the rest of humanity is sees the light and makes it into heaven. And to me, that is such an arrogant stance that they think that they have the right, because they supposedly have God on their side, and God's law outranks man's law, which is okay maybe for them, but not for everybody. The United States was founded as the government side of the United States was founded as a secular government. The entire idea of this nation is we are a nation of laws. We are a nation of rights and freedoms. You have the freedom to speak your mind against the government. You have the freedom to worship as you see fit. You have the right to not worship if that is what you want to do. You are not required to be religious in the United States. If you want to be, that's fine, but you don't have the right to think that your way is the only way and that everybody in the United States should believe, behave, and live the way you do. There is power in the phrase live and let live. And as long as the way someone is living is not harmful to another, does not take away the rights of another, then you live and let live. And that is the reason why I'm saying we are having a crisis of humanity. We all think that we know the right way of doing everything. The whole point of a democracy is we come together, and it might not be the best decision for everybody, but we come together and we talk about it. We have discussions, we have conversations, and we come to a compromise, and that's how we move forward. But we are no longer seeking compromise. We're not seeing that in our day-to-day lives. We're not seeing that in our government officials. And quite frankly, we're not seeing it in the majority of the world. When Barack Obama was president, and I think this was in his second term, they came up with the Iran nuclear deal. Was it the best deal that has ever been dealed? No, of course not. But it was a compromise to try to keep the Iranian government from developing nuclear weapons. There is absolutely nothing wrong with any country out there developing a nuclear power program to sustain the needs of their growing economy and their growing country. I see nothing wrong with that. And that was, in essence, what that deal was supposed to be about. And that we could check in on them and make sure that they were following the rules. Donald Trump gets into office in his first term, tears it up. And not because it was a bad deal, but because it was a deal that he did not make. So therefore, if it is a deal that he did not make, it's a terrible deal. And what's funny to me is some of the deals that he did make in his first term, he started tearing up in the second term. It's a terrible deal, not realizing that it was a deal that he made in his first term. But that's out of sight, out of mind. So yeah, I do firmly believe that we don't have a constitutional crisis. We don't have a crisis of faith. We don't have a political crisis specifically. Do we have all those things? Yes, but the bigger issue is we have a crisis of humanity. We no longer know what we're doing. We no longer know why we're doing it. And apparently we no longer care why we do the things that we do. Just something I had to get off the top of my head. It occurred to me this morning.